An elegant weapon for a more civilized age. The lightsaber. Of all the aspects of Star Wars that have attracted people throughout the years, likely none are as iconic as the lightsaber. Although the purpose of the lightsaber was merely to be a futuristic form of a sword used in duels, lightsabers have evolved and expanded to merit their own video. This video will discuss the fictional history of lightsabers, their construction and varieties, as well as other weapons based on the lightsaber design. The earliest form of the lightsaber, known as a force saber, was used by the Rakata Empire, a species of dark side using aliens. These sabers were constructed using laboratory-grown crystals powered by the dark side of the force. Many of the concepts used in the construction of the force sabers would carry on to the lightsabers used by the Jedi and the Sith. The Rakata used these force sabers against the First Jedi Order, which caused some of the Jedi to use the sabers as well. Since the sabers were powered by the dark side, the Jedi were at a great risk of succumbing to it, causing a divide in the Order between those who thought they should use the power of the sabers and those who thought the risk wasn't worth it. This schism could be said to be the beginning of the divide between light side users and dark side users. Although the Jedi Order would not use the Force Sabers after the war, they did begin to work on their own version of a sword. This would be easier said than done, however, and many years would go by with Jedi using regular swords. Eventually, the Jedi managed to create their own lightsabers, known as proto-sabers, which would utilize a natural crystal embedded in the hilt. This crystal, imbued with the light side of the Force, would come in many varieties of colors and would be the key to a lightsaber's construction. The earliest forms of proto-sabers would be used for ceremonial purposes only, due to lack of refinement, but as time went on they would see more use, especially during the 100-year darkness between the Jedi and the Dark Jedi. The greatest drawback of these proto-sabers would be the extreme power consumption of the swords. With no way to solve the problem yet, proto-saber users would be forced to attach a power pack to themselves and connect it to the proto-saber with a cable. This caused several problems, such as the power pack running out of energy, the pack and cable being cumbersome in combat, and the possibility of the cable being cut. Despite this, the capabilities of the proto-sabers proved to be a worthwhile advantage against traditional weaponry. The first people to remove the need for an external power pack were actually part of the Sith Empire, creating a miniature power cell that went into the hilt. In addition, they added a superconductor that would utilize the looped power from the lightsaber to continually power the weapon. The only time that the lightsaber would draw power from the power cell is when the loop would be broken, such as when it was cutting through something. The Sith would imbue their crystals with the dark side of the Force, causing the blades to turn red, although some would still use regular colored blades. With the Great Hyperspace War initiated by the Sith, these new types of lightsabers were introduced to the Republic and to the Jedi, and shortly after the war was over, this new design was almost universally adopted by the Jedi. Over the years, both Jedi and Sith would continue to use lightsabers throughout many conflicts. After the Great Jedi Purge following the Clone Wars, lightsabers were outlawed by the Galactic Empire. In addition, the Empire had many of the locations where lightsaber crystals were found either raised or quarantined. Darth Vader would be one of the only individuals to publicly brandish a lightsaber, as otherwise it would draw far too much attention to someone during this time. Luke Skywalker was given his father's old lightsaber, before losing it along with his hand in a duel against Vader on Cloud City. Luke would go on to make his own lightsaber using schematics given to him by Obi-Wan Kenobi. Luke's new saber would use a synthetically made green crystal. After the death of Darth Sidious and the end of the Empire, Luke would go on to teach a new generation of Jedi lightsaber combat, including his nephew, Ben Solo. Ben, however, corrupted by the dark side, would massacre the other initiates and take on the name of Kylo Ren. He would also build a new lightsaber with a red crystal. A typical lightsaber hilt was under a foot long, generally of metal construction, and occasionally had various knobs to adjust the length of the beam and its power. Each lightsaber was generally built by the one who would wield it, and would thus be customized to their preference. Regardless, each lightsaber would contain a power cell and a focusing crystal. The power cell would provide energy that would then be focused and converted into plasma. This power cell could run out of energy, but it was an uncommon occurrence. The plasma would pass through the focusing crystal, which would define the blade's length, and modulate the power output. This plasma would then usually extend about a meter, before looping back into the hilt and completing a circuit, maintaining power. As the lightsaber blades are contained within a magnetic field, this is what prevents two lightsabers from passing through each other. Throughout the history of lightsabers, there have been a number of variations on the classic design, as various users wish to make their blades unique. Some lightsabers have a shorter hilt and blade, used in an offhand or by shorter users such as Yoda. Other lightsabers have a much longer hilt, meant to be gripped with two hands. Some, such as Darth Bane's and Count Dooku's, featured a curved hilt, allowing for more precise movements. Other variations went even more extreme, drastically departing from the traditional design. Lightsaber pikes featured a very lengthy handle with a short and thick blade on the end. Double-bladed lightsabers, such as Darth Maul's or Exar Kun's, featured a slightly longer hilt and blades extending out from both ends. Difficult to use correctly, this weapon led to the rise of dual-wielding lightsabers, sometimes being able to attach the two together at will to create a double-bladed saber. Perhaps the most extreme variant, the light whip, functioned on the same principles as the lightsaber, but issued forth a lengthy stretch of flexible plasma. Highly difficult to control, very few individuals have used a light whip throughout the years. Initiates in the Jedi Order would begin their lightsaber training using low-powered blades that would only cause bruises or slight burns at worst. Lightsabers on their own radiated no heat or expended any energy until contacting a physical object. Upon contact, a saber could generate an enormous amount of heat, enough to cauterize wounds instantly and to cut through almost any substance. The rate at which it could cut is based on the density of the substance, and there are some materials that are actually resistant to lightsabers. Refined cortosis ore could cause the lightsaber's blade to short out, making it inoperable for a short amount of time. Frick was another metal that could prevent a lightsaber from cutting through, and would be used for various weapons, including Darth Sidious's lightsaber. Mandalorian ore, found only on the planet Mandalore and its moon, was an extremely durable metal that was commonly thought to be indestructible, even withstanding blows from a lightsaber. Mandalorian armorsmiths prized their secret of forging the iron, and would make most of their armor and weapons from the substance, as well as other items such as manacles and prison cells. Their armor and weapons would be particularly useful to the Mandalorians during their wars against the Jedi. Certain creatures throughout the galaxy also exhibited lightsaber-resistant skin, but much like the metal substances, were quite rare. Much more common, water would short out most lightsabers, unless specifically made to prevent this. Rain would not quite short out a blade, just cause it to steam, and many Jedi of aquatic species would construct their lightsabers to withstand water. Lightsabers were not easy to wield, and would often be incredibly dangerous for an untrained user. Due to the only weight being in the hilt, an omnidirectional cutting ability, and the enhancements that the Force brought to an individual, it would be very easy for someone to seriously injure or kill themselves or others. The Jedi Council recognized 7 different forms of lightsaber combat, each with their own benefits and drawbacks, designed for various situations, from aggressive dueling, to deflecting blaster shots, to acrobatic dodging. Other forms of combat would exist, created outside of the Jedi Order, or by modifying one of the existing forms, such as Mace Windu's Vapad form. Lightsabers are powerful, dangerous, elegant, and beautiful. As much a symbol as a weapon, the lightsaber came to be something that the average person would both fear and respect, especially depending on who was wielding it. Even though the lightsaber itself was merely an extension of a user's capability with the Force, it never stopped being a focal point of attention. Although we may never live in a world where a weapon such as a lightsaber is possible, we can continue to live out our fantasies in the galaxy of Star Wars.